Meishve, the Tani Rava Bar Shmuel. Yochel Kishem Shetokim Al Shabbos Bifnei Atzmo, Val Rosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmo. Kachim Tokin Al Kol Musaf Umusaf. Now we have another, what's it called, another Brisa, that Rava Bar Shmuel said, Yochel, right, that I might think that just like you blow for every Shabbos separately, and Rosh Chodesh separately, you blow for every Musaf separately, Tkiyas for every Musaf, Talmud Lomar V'roshei Chod Sheichem, right, V'roshei Chod Sheichem, we'll see in 1 second what the limud is, Tiyufta the Rabacha Tiyufta, so again, a Kashan Rabacha, okay, clearly from this bride, it's not like Rabacha, and we need, like we said, we need two Tiyuftas, one to tell me you don't blow shofar, one to tell me you don't say a separate shira. My Talmud, how do we learn it from V'roshei Chod Sheichem? Omer Abaye, Omer Kro, U'V'roshei Chod Sheichem. Hukshu Kol Chadoshim Kulam Zelazeh. Doesn't make a difference if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos or it falls during the week. They're all the same. That means that you don't blow an extra tkiya if it falls on Shabbos. You only blow for one of the Musafim. Ravashi Omer Ksiv Chod Sheichem U'Ksiv U'V'roshei. Right, it says Chod Sheichem, Chaser, and it also says Uva Roshe, the Eze Chodesh Yesh Lo Shnei Roshim, which Chodesh has two heads to it. That's Rosh Hashanah. Heavy Omer is a Rosh Hashanah. It's the head of the year, the head of the month. V'Omer Achmona, Chod Sheichem, Chaser, Chadhi, you only, what's it called, a blow shofar for one. Not that you only bring one Musa. You only blow shofar, what's it called, once, and you only say there for one Shira. Rashi. Yochel Kishem Shetokim Al Musaf Shal Rosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmo Kishechol Bechol The Al Musaf Shabbos Bifnei Atzmo Kishil Avada Kach Token Al Kol Musaf Musaf Kishechol Yosyach When they fall together we should do two Tkiyas Talmud Lomo V'Rosh Eichot Sheichem Gabi Tkiyos Ksiv This Pasuk V'Rosh Eichot Sheichem is talking about the Tkiyas not talking about bringing the carbon Why do you bring both carbonos? But you only blow one Tkiyah because it's mentioned by the Tkiyas V'yom Simchasim V'manechem V'roshei Chod Sheichem U'tchatem Hukshu Kol HaChadoshim Kulon Le'in Tkiyos Shetkiyoseim Shavos All the Roshei Chodoshim are the same. Now not every Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. So it means that the ones that fall on Shabbos and the ones that don't have the same amount of Tkiyos. Shnei Roshim Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah The Kari Rachmona Chod Sheichem Choser Tsi Le'in Tkiyos That's Choser, that's only one set of Tkiyos. V'ol Tanya, another Braisa that Shloves up Rabacha. The Cholos Shal Moed, Barishon Mayu Omrim, and Cholos Moed of Sukkos. What did they say? Which Mizmorim did we say? We say, Take each day those. Barishon Mayu Omrim, Hovul Hashem B'Neilim, Mizmor Choptes. Mizmor, Hovul Hashem, what's it called? The Mizmor LeDavid, right? Hovul Hashem B'Neilim. Rashi explains why. So, B'Sheni Mayu Omrim, what did they say the second day? That's what we said, Taka, the first day Yontif. First day Cholos Moed, what did they say? Ula Rosh Omer Elokim, Right, that, what's it called, the Mizmor, is Tehillim Nun.
That's what
he said yesterday. Right, no, Cholomoy, right, not Nun. Right, Cholomoy, right. First day Cholomoy, second day Cholomoy, okay. Bashlishi Mayim, what are we going to say tomorrow? Miyokum Liyim Mereim, from the Mizmor of Yom Revi, but the last half of it, we say it out of order. Last half first, second, and the first half second. The fourth day of Chol HaMoed, Binu Boerim Bo'am, which is the first half of that same Mizmor. The Chamishi Mayomer, the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, Hasirosim Yisevel Shichmo, which is the Shir Shal Yom Chamishi, normally. Okay? Hashishi Mayomer, on the sixth day of Chol HaMoed, which is Hoshana Rabbah, they said, Yimotu Komos Be'oretz, which is Tehillim Pei Aleph. What? V'imchol Shabbos be'echad mehem. If Shabbos fell on in Chol HaMoed, there was a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. There's not always a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. When the first day Yontif is Shabbos, there's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Then you do this order completely. But when when the first day is not Shabbos, so then there's a Shabbos in between. So you don't say lechora both shiros. That's what the Gemara is going to say now. You only say shol Shabbos. So yidche. Yomutu Yidcha, then you don't say Yomutu. You skip that one. So Rav Safra Manach Behu Simona. Rav Safra gave a simen. Hom Bahai. That is the simen. Havul Hashem is the hay, right? Ula Rosha is Vav. Mi yakum li yemereyim is mem. Okay. Beis is binu boarim. He is hasirosi misheva shichmo. And yimotu komos de oritz. That's the simen. He vav mem beis he yud. That's a sakra. Rav Papa manifu simona. Hom habi. Okay. Because he held that the order is different. The simonach ambua de safri. You want a simen of who said which simen? Rav Safra ambua de safri. Ambua de safri means a gathering of people around the schools. Now we'll see what Rashi explains it. So tiyufta the ravacha bered chanina tiyufta. Lemaisa, you see from here that you don't say two shiros when Shabbos falls on Chol HaMoed. You only say shir shel Shabbos and you skip the shir shel Chol HaMoed. And you don't say both of them, Rashi. The cholo shel moed, the sukkis, maho yu omrim b'shir amusafim, b'rishon b'yom arishon the cholo shel moed, omrim hovu v'ashem. Kol ha-mizmer al shem shayom t'chila simchas beis ha-shoeva. Why do we say, what's it called, this mizmer? Because the first day of simchas beis ha-shoeva. The hainu kovod v'os. Right? V'oso mizmer kol ha-shem al ha-mayim, al shem nisuch ha-mayim. So since it's the first day of Simchas Beis Shoeva, we say that on the first day. Ula Rosh HaOmar, the Chol HaMizmor Divrei Kvushim. The second day of Chol HaMoed, we say Ula Rosh HaOmar, the Chol HaMizmor Divrei Kvushim Heim, when they're Sofim LaAzorah LaMitzvah Sachag. It's Musar to the people who came to the Azorah for the mitzvahs of the Chag, Usmeichim Simcha Sachag, Umochicha Malachol Saper Chuki. What are you coming here and being Sameach in, what's it called, in the Beis HaMikdash? Kolomer lama lechalava lebayizeh im shara me im einchol choser b'tshuva. Better do tshuva. Uva also mizmor ksiv zoveach lelukim zoveach lelukim toda v'shalem leelyon zoveach lelukim toda v'shalem leelyon nadrich al shechag hasukas zman bal ta'acheru. You have to bring your karbanos. L'shovas regalim kesidma. Right? You're only over bar ta'acher if you don't bring the carbon three yom tovim in order, and the last one is sukkahs. The sofa mizmer zoveach tolda yichab denoni v'som derech erenu. So the ma'aseh speaks about karbonos because you have to know that you have to bring your karbonos by the end of sukkahs. So that's the second day of Chol HaMoed. The third day of Chol HaMoed miyakum li mereim ubinu bor in the mizmer echadim. They're both in the same mizmer. One's the last half of the mizmer. They're both the Shir Shal Yom Revi, normally, right? Kel Nekomos Hashem. But the Miyakum Limereim is the last half of that Mizmor. Ubinu Boarim Muktam, Umiyakum Limeuchar. Behem Magdim Mesameuchar. We say the second half before the first half. The Nira Be'enai, it may Shaparshis Miyakum Limedaberis Al Tsaros and Shayu Meshubadim and Bayashani Tachsmalte Poras, Umalche Yovan, Umalche Romid. The second Beis HaMikdash, we were Meshubid to all these goyim, first Poras, then Yovan, then Rome, the Apo Pikein, Enom Nimnoi Milis Moach Simchas Malka. Still, you're happy on what you call on Yontif. Umispal Lemiyokum Lonu Vatsilenu Min Hamareim Hoelu. And we said this Mizmor first, who's going to save us from all these goyim who are Meshavad us? Luli Hashem Ezrosali, Kimat Shochna Dumas Nafshi, Imamarti Motoragli. It all goes on this fact that we're happy despite the fact that we're Meshubin to these goyim. Sarapai Bekirbi Tanchumecho Yishar Shunavshi Kolomer Aplati Tzarosov Einon Enon Milovo Vishtasheya Bevetanchumecho Adsof HaNizmer. That's why we put that part first. Then Lamachar, on the next day of Chol HaMoed, we say the first part. Binu Borim Bo'om Et Nesha Achshav Zman Matnus Aniyim. Because now's the time to give Matnus Aniyim. Shu Zman Osif. It's a time when you gather in your crafts. Zman Leket Shikha Peyo Maisar Oni. Shemagiyim yomim achronim shem krovim lifrosh. Now it's time when you're almost ready to go away. So we want to give you musar at the end to make sure that you take off matnas aniyim properly. The loshu lebateyim koron lifneim lochichon shi'asru karoi. The afobisha maestras betzina. Even though nobody sees you taking off your maestras, you do it privately. Velo yomru mi roel mi odieni. Who knows? Vakach omer binu boarim ba'am. Right? Hayotzer ayin halo yavid, right, and so on. Sha'omrim beliba mi agid maseinu, hanotea ozen halo yishma, and yotzer ayin halo yavid, hayotzer goyim halo yochiach ad mi okumli. So we say this closer to the end of Yom Tov, then when people go home and they have to take off Shumas and Maestras, from all the matanas that they brought into the house, they'll know that somebody's watching them. Hashirosi misevel shichmo, the next day, divrei tanchumim hei. Now we give people a little tanchumim. In tisku b'tzora korosa v'achaltzeko, in tisku b'tzora korosa v'achaltzeko,
all this is to say that the Rabban Shem should give us a good din on the
which again is the Shir Shal Yom Chamishi. The Sof HaMizmor by Achileu Mechevet Chita, Shdibri Tanchumim at the end of Sukkot. Yomotu Komos Le'oretz, B'Mizmor Elohim Nitzad Ba'Adaseil. This is the normal Shir Shal Yom Shlishi that we say on Hoshana Rabbah. V'Omrim Kol HaMizmor Al Shem Shekosu Bo Omni V'Rosh Hatztiku Eilu HaMaisres Shekachu Nidrash B'Chulin Tzadet Mishalcho V'Teimo. Omni V'Rosh Hatztiku, if you have a shaila of how much exactly to give a little bit more to the Ani. Tzadik, take from yours, and you always give the Ani the benefit of the doubt that the extra is for him. Lo yadu v'lo yavinu mishenu nosin libo lahavin lakach b'chashecha yisalachu zumisa kedisnan b'arba prokim adever misrab ed momotzei chag. If you don't give your tumas and maishas properly, shebechol shonim b'nei gezel matnosaniyim, the Gorim Klola La'olam V'Ravon Shiyamutu Kolapsi Oretz. And on Shmini Atzeres, it doesn't say what you say, but we say L'Natzeach Al-Hashminis, that Mizmor. V'imchol Shabbos Techa Mehem Yidchu Shira Moed Mifnei Shira Shabbos. You don't say the Shira for that day, you say Shabbos instead. Yomotu Yidche Shu Shir Achron V'Nidche. So the last one you never say. Because what you do is you say Shabbos that day, and the one you should have said Shabbos, say the next day. Push it off the next day. So if the Shabbos ever comes, what ends up getting lost is the last one. You never say the last one. Neshenemru be'echad b'Shabbos shir shoyeloi lomar esmo. On Sunday, you say the one that you should have said Shabbos had it not been Shabbos. She'ein medalgin seder ashir. You say the order, now you don't change the order. U'b'shein yishir shalechad b'Shabbos nimtzachon nitcha. Hom habi simin seder aparish yosu u'machlif lahagdim hasirosi lebinu borim ba'am. Rav Safra said the home bayi, Rav Papa is the one who said this one. Rav Papa changed the order and put the Shir Shal Yom Ravi, the first part first and the second part last. Unlike Rav Safra, who said that you first say the second part first and the first part last. The Simonish Lotita Eza Simon Shal Rav Safra. You don't make a mistake what Rav Safra said. Rav Papa said, Ambua de Safri. Gedude Anoshim and Noshim Revil Mahal, the Movish of Hamidi Mlamdi Tinokos. Right? Masses of men and women used to walk in the places where the schools were, bring their kids to school. Shatinokos Vavosem Mosem and Suyan Eslam. Right? Because that's where they used to drop off the school buses or whatever. So there's a lot of traffic. Afkam nishishmo Safra hayasimono home bahai shedoma l'teva ambua. Now it's similar to that thing. Tiyufta deravacha the omer token al kol musaf amu domer lechol echad shiro the hachak tani yamotu yidche amalolomu b'shabes shol cholamoed el shir shol shabes. See clearly here they only said one shir. Rav Acha brought a raya to what he said. He brought a braisa, and he also brought a pasuk that you say the tkiyas for both things, right? Amravina lomer shemarichim b'tkiyas. No, from that pasuk you don't learn that you did two tkiyas. You learn that they were marich in the tkiyas, that they took extra time and they covered both karbonos. Rabbanan de Kesri, Mishmei de Ravacha, Amrei Lomar Shemar b'Vetokin. You added more chatzotzos than normal. So you could see they were doing it for both karbonos. But you didn't blow twice. Shemar says, Va'anan de Islan Trey Yomei Hechavdin, and we have 2 days Yontif. in Bavel. And there's some that learn that it means Anan means in Eretz Yisrael, and that they used to keep 2 days Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there's such a shita. But in Bavel, Abaya Omer Sheni Yidche, you can't say on the first day, the Sophic, maybe it's what's it, for the second day. You can't say the Sophic, maybe it's Cholomoid, right? You say the Shir Shal Yontif because it's Mezalzel and Yontif. So you, one day, the first day Cholomoid is really the second day Yontif. So you don't say that Shira. So what gets pushed off? So Abaya says Sheni Yidche. The second day, you don't just say, with the, in Chutz Lars, they just don't ever say Nizma L'David Hovel Hashem B'nei Eilim. Because second day Yontif. Rav Amar Shvi Yidche. No. You say the third day of Sukkot, Nizma L'David, and you don't say the one on the seventh day. That one's Yidche. Tanya Kavaisa the Rava, Imchol Shabbos Yos Be'echad Me'am Yomotu Yidche. Right? It says Beferish that you skip Yomotu, the seventh day. Iskin, a Neymar Bernardo, the Medalgi, the Luge. And Neymar was Mesakin that you say the Sveikos of every day. Right? Meaning, Omar Avina, with Sirashi. Omar Avina, Lomar Lachosha Marach Betkias, Breisik Tani Stama, Akolafi Musafim Tokin. Rav Acha Pirushish a token I'll call Musaf. Not that you blow separately for each Musaf. But lo havile the fushe hachi. The vadi ain lomer el ashir echad. The ain kan el atesha tkiyas the shlosha pirke ashir. You don't blow double. U braisa kamashmon shemarich the meshech atkiyos kishiyesh ne musafim. You draw out the nine tkiyas to cover both karbonas. The omrim hashir la acha shekarvul nischeshneyim. You say the shir after you brought the nesachim of both of them. Shemar v'tokim, shemosif mechatzotzos v'tokim yachad. V'kulu chad mechashvi. V'shnan be'erchin, and posim mishtei chatzotzos, u'miteisha kinolos, mosifin ala ola. You can add as much as you want. Anan disvan tre yom mihech avdinan, v'shum da'ari b'shtei parshios ha'ma'oros liyom, v'dachin en chad amina, since we're mentioning when you have two shiras, one gets pushed away, right? Kaboy, so we ask this question, what do we do now in Chutz La'aretz when there's 2 days yantah? Vanan de miboyel on the neighbor, but slusa de musafin is musve hayom. The karbonos achad ainam shavin. Shaporin mismat in vahochin. The islach lon tre yome yontif misveka. Right? So what do we do and the mafter? How do you read the mafter in Chutz La'aretz? Okay? Velomatsin la member of yontif sheni parshas of yom hasheni. And yontif sheni, you can't read of yom hasheni because if it's yom hasheni, it's not yontif. Dim kain abdin lechol. And we buy him on the memor, bay of a chamishasar yom ki yom kama. So you have to say of a chamishasar bo, because it's suffic yomtif. So you're not going to say what's really for that day, which is the first day of cholamoid, because it's the second day yomtif. Maybe it's the first day yomtif. Hechi abdina barishin shal cholamoid v'shar yomtif. So what do you do the first day of cholamoid? Which of the masters do you read? Mi aminim b'yom kama v'yom hasheni, v'havi le lememor me'esmo, v'chein ha-seder. Right? Do you say what you should have said the day before? Now you imagine it to be the first day of Chol HaMoed. So you say of Yom HaSheni. But it's really Yom HaShlishi. But you're pretending it's Yom HaSheni because maybe yesterday was Yontif. Maybe yesterday was Yom HaRishon. Even though you know for sure it's the third day. Right? V'nimsa shebiyom, v'chein ha-seder, v'nimsa shebiyom ha-shvi'i shel ha-rova nemru v'yom ha-shishi. And therefore on Hoshana Rabbah you're going to say v'yom ha-shishi. Because you're one day back. The al korchach lemocher shu yantif lemotzis lemer vashvi. And shmini atzeres, you're not going to say biyom hashvi. The imkein or vavitele chol. Because you're making then shmini atzeres chol. So it's only the seventh day. But nimtze shvi nitche. And mele, you don't say ever biyom hashvi. And what's it called? You're not going to say, on Shoshana Rabbi, you say mashishi. And what's it called? On shmini atzeres, you say biyom hashmini. And you'll just skip biyom hashvi. O dilma, yom akama amrino biyom hashlishi. Or maybe not. Maybe the first day Chol HaMoed you say B'yom HaShlishi, which it really is, and you never say B'yom HaSheni. You say B'chamisha so Yom 2 days, and the third day you say B'yom HaShlishi, and you just never say B'yom HaSheni. V'Sheni Nidcha Mimkoma, Meishu Safik Yidcha Legamri. Yimotu Yidcha Shuachrom. So the Gemara says, when it comes to the Shiros, what is pushed off? Yimotu, the last one. Alma Parsha Shenidcha Yom Omroso Lemachar V'achron Nekeres. It's the last one that's not. Mainly the same thing with the karbanos, with the mafter, you say the what's it called the one for that day, and the last one is pushed off. Iskin ha-meimer de mandalgi de lugei, v'nimtze kulam omdim All of them are okay. Omrim biyom rishin shachol amoy biyom hasheni uveyom hashlishi. Say both. And medalek doesn't mean you skip. It means you say it twice. You say two. Sofik sheni, sofik shlishi. Ulamachar omrim biyom hashlishi v'am ravi. In chutz laretz. Right? Uveshlishi dechol amoy biyom ravi biyom hachamishi. Uravi biyom hachamishi v'ashishi. V'chamishi dechol amoy shu asan rabba. Omrim biyom hashishi uveyom hashvi kisveiko.
You say what you said the day before. That's called deluge. That's how we read Parshas Rosh Chodesh. The second aliyah reads a pasuk that you already read for the first aliyah. That's called doleg. Just like that's where you say it in the tefillah, that's how we lay it too. There are four aliyahs. So Sharavi Kore Shu Musa Becholosol Moed Yosem Yishar Yomim the Nikur Shehu Ba Lechavad Hayom. The fourth Aliyah is the extra special one because that's the one that we add. Otherwise, you only have three Aliyahs. So he reads the two Sveikas. Who Kore Sveikay Yom? Ravi reads the Yom on the second day Yom Hasheni and Yom Hashlishi on the first day Cholamoid in Chutz Laaretz. He reads by Yom Hasheni or by Yom Hashlishi, which are the two Sveikas. Just like you say in Musaf. Vim Shabbos hu, Korin ha-Mafter. And if it's Shabbos, the Mafter reads that. V'hashlosh she-Korin t'chila, and the three during the week that read first, ain't makpidim ha-Kriyosim. Read to Masha Yitzhak, they can read whatever they want. But the ikar is that the Revi should read, right, but, umikom makom, kacha yunogin ha-Bosai. But the life of the minig was not like that. They just read the first three aliyahs, whatever you wanted. But, they, what's it called, they had an order. Shnei Rishonim Korin Shnayim Sveiki Ayom. Right? In Chutz La'aretz, the first one, in here we read the same thing four times. But in Chutz La'aretz, Kohen read the Sofik of the day before. In other words, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is really the third day of Sukkot, you should read Yom HaShlishi. But since maybe yesterday was Yom Tov, it's only the second day. So Kohen reads by Yom HaSheni. That's the first Sofik. Levi reads by Yom HaShlishi. Okay, the hashlishi of parshas Yom Hamocharos, she'eino misfekos hayom klal, and the third one reads the next day Yom Haravi, which has really no shaykhus, but lemaisa he what's it called? Like we said, you can read anything. That's shaykhus, some shaykhus. The Haravi choser v'kori mashakoru shnayim rishonim, and the fourth one reads what the first two read. That's attack of the minig in Chutz La'aretz. Tosa says there's a different minig that. They only read the Sveikos. They don't have reading the next day. That not, right? The first day of Chol HaMoed, the Kohen reads Yom HaSheni, right? The Levi reads by Yom HaShlishi. The Shlishi reads by Yom HaSheni, back again. And the Ravi reads both Sheni and Shlishi. That's Tosus, what's it called, it's a different minik. But the minik talking Chutz La'aretz by most places is what Rashi says. That Kohen reads Sheni, Levi Shlishi, the Shlishi reads Revi, the next days, and then the Revi reads back Sheni and Shlishi, the two speakers.